for your region. He'll be discussing everything with you. His name is Paul. Jake, here he is.
Perfect.
Hi there, Jake. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and April wanted me to get on the line to apply a reduced rate for a younger company. Get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, pretty good. No, I've just got a couple of questions about your company, if you don't mind.
Sure, sure, of course.
You know, so wait, what was your name again?
We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website.
Oh, yeah? And then all you guys are doing is putting companies on the front page of Google?
Google, Bing, Yelp, Super Pages, Manta. You already have a Facebook page. But it's a comprehensive program to put you and keep you on that first page of a search for your services by keyword. So people will be able to find you on that first page and call you directly without already knowing the name of your company.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, do you mind if I ask some prices?
Yeah, sure. Sure, no problem. Actually, at 3 years in, you qualify for a newer business rate, which is actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is a savings of a little bit over 50%. So it would bring your rate down from what would normally be, well, it depends if you want Google Ads or not. You're just doing Springfield. You're keeping it really close to home. So we could do a campaign without Google Ads. Still, you know, all the different destinations, all the different directories. It's to promote your website where more people will find it. I mean, you've got a website already, but, I mean, it's hard to find unless people already know the name of your company or your website and are looking for it specifically. So, of course, it's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job is just to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. It would actually be a flat rate for a younger company of $199 a month as a fixed flat rate. It is a savings of $200 off the regular cost of the service. Now, you would, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, and, of course, you know exactly how much work you can get. It is something you can pause, either if you get more work than you can take on or, of course, seasonally. I'm actually surprised that this position's available with any time left in the season at all. But you're doing lawn care, right? Mostly lawn maintenance, lawn mowing. Are you even looking to take on more clients in this season?
You know, to be honest with you, not at the moment. We'll be getting busy again, you know, come spring, but.
Gotcha. Right. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, it's rare that this position even becomes available in October. Usually, you know, comes maybe November, December. But we are actively looking to fill this position. It is something that we can optimize for a month and then obviously put it on a seasonal hold. But it would be the $199 to get things started. No setup fee. You've got a website. I would waive your setup fee, although, you know, most of the work is not in the website. We obviously don't have to create one here anyway, but most of the work comes from all the different directories that we'll have to create for you. Is it something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, but now let me ask you a question. What's the difference between you guys running a campaign and Google Ads running a campaign for me?
And who?
Like running a Google Ads campaign.
So Google Ads. Yeah, well, this is a local campaign. Google Ads are not just important. Google Ads are critically necessary for a company that regularly travels beyond 20, 25 miles. In some areas, like very, very densely populated areas, you know, anything beyond 10 miles would be warranting Google Ads. I think for 10 miles, kind of just for Springfield, you can do it without Google Ads. But Google Ads appear at the very top of the page, a little green square next to it that says Ad. It does get you found faster and farther than a local campaign would by itself. There is a benefit even for you being in Springfield in a pretty big city. To run Google Ads, it would cost an extra $100. It's still a 50% discount off of the cost of that platinum package, $5.99 getting reduced down to $2.99. We're actually one of only 8 Google Premier partners in the country, I should say, where Google charges our companies, not our clients, for the paid ad click. So there would not be any direct cost per click, just the extra $100 as it ends up being with the reduced rate. To help us kind of offset the cost of us doing that for you and being charged by Google to do it.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. Now, okay. Well, are you guys super dead set on you have to find, I have to give you a for sure answer right here, right now? Or do I have to find the thing on it?
Well, you know, it's something that we're actively filling. So we are going to continue to call through the area. We're actually tasked by Google to fill this particular listing. As a Google Premier partner, whether we end up doing Google Ads or not, when the positions in the local area become available, we have to fill that position as quickly as we can. So, I mean, there's a benefit to working with a Google Premier partner. Of course, if we did Google Ads, you would be not charged by the individual clicks. Of course, we get all of our training, all of our updates directly from Google, whether it's for the local map algorithm or for the Google Ads. But what might hold you back at this point? I mean, obviously, I know, you know, it's towards the end of your season. You're not really actively taking on new clients, but you certainly do see a value in it. Let me ask you this. I mean, if it is the price, and I understand it, it's a combination of price and return on investment. And at this point, it would be an investment for your company for the future. And I don't think you would do it more than the first month and then put it on pause until spring rolls around. I might be able to, because we're going to run into the same problem all day long until we fill this position, and I'd rather make it short and sweet, move on to something else. There's a lot else on my plate today. There's a price point in our system that is, well, it's going to be officially coded as a friends and family rate. I mean, I'm not going to lie to my boss and tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I would, of course, tell him that you're a fairly young company. This is your third season. I also do see a Home Advisor or Angie's Leads profile page attached here, so whether you're using that service or not, you must have paid for the annual membership fee or gotten some sort of prorated introductory rate to have that profile page active. But I can let my supervisor know that you are using that service, and he knows how expensive that service can be. I think I can get the friends and family rate approved for you. It would drop the rate down to $149, and if he does approve it, that would actually be your rate come spring. And like I said, it would be a service that we could pause for you since you're towards the end of the season here. But if I could get that friends and family rate, that reduced cost of $149, and again, it would not even go up to the $199, even in spring, would that be something that you would want for your company at this point?
Yeah, you know, that sounds a little bit better, actually.
Sure.
But now how fast would we know if we got that friends and family discount?
Oh, I would know on this phone call. I would message him right away, and while waiting, just kind of verify a little bit of information for your company. So let me do that real quick, and just kind of let him know exactly why I'm asking. And then I see the company name, well, I see it on Angie's Leads or Home Advisor as Living Green Lawn Care, LLC. I know then that it is an LLC, but did you want to include the LLC in the branding of your business?
Yeah, that is it's in our legal name.
Okay.
So, you know, might as well just keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, it is a personal preference. You can leave it off or include it. The important thing, though, is consistency. Like I said, we're talking about verifying you on Google and Bing, a Yelp listing. Looks like you might already have a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, dozens of directories, almost 70 altogether, known to the public and unknown. All of them, though, equally important to Google and Bing, and we'll make sure that your business is consistently branded all across the board, in this case with the LLC attached. And then is the phone number, Jake, that we're speaking on the same number that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah,
I imagine it's a smartphone, I'm sure, so you can receive text messages on that number?
Yes, I can, yep.
Okay. I did want to ask you, though, about the physical street address that's listed on that Home Advisor profile page, the 217 East Seminole. Now, I mean, obviously, you're service-based. You have to go to that person's property to do that work. Do customers ever come to you? I mean, I guess my real question is that even an address that you would necessarily want promoted for your business online?
No, we don't. That's just kind of our mailing address. We use that for everything.
Okay.
You know, we don't typically have customers coming to us. It's all, you know, over the phone and we use them.
Right. Yeah, sure. And I mean, that's exactly why I'm asking. In fact, Google very well knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Even if it were a shop, a small office, if you don't regularly see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to try and drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. They would just list your city and state, not even the zip code. And then your first name is Jake. What is your last name, sir?
Demarest.
Could you spell that?
D-E-M-A-R-E-S-T.
E-S-T, okay. And then, Jake, what is a good email address either for you or for your company? I was looking on the website, and I know you've got the contact form. Is it the Living Green Lawn Care LLC at gmail.com? That's a good email address for you, too?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. It really is more for us to use to contact you. There's not a lot of places where we would actually be listing that email, but of course it will be on your verified listing attached to your website. Just a second here, because I did actually hear that ding or that chime, so I know my supervisor responded to my request. So let me open that up real quick here. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this fairly young company, especially one that is paying for advertising with HomeAdvisor, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 moving forward. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this younger company to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the service that they need. And then it actually says, Paul, it's about time that you use a friends and family rate. It's kind of funny, a little bit anyway, and it's definitely true. You know, I try not to reduce the rate below the new in business because that's actually below our operating cost. You know, in the time and the resources, and in some cases, that will create all of those directories, you know, the $149 doesn't even cover our costs, and yet we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We do know, though, that our clients stay with it long-term since it's very profitable to stay on that first page. So if it is something that you're interested in doing, it would be that flat rate, that $149 to get started. There is no setup fee. And, of course, like I said, it's something that you can pause seasonally. You can also, when spring rolls around, you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. Did you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, so now is there like a website that you guys go through to like pause this and reactivate it?
Oh yeah,
like
sure,
that?
Sure. Yeah, you know, you will get a very detailed tracking and reporting system. You have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. You can use that dashboard to track your success, to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or of course, you can upload photos there. You can request content changes there. We would actually want you to speak with us, though, to actually put the account on a pause or to stop using the service. We made that change a few years ago. We've been in business for almost 17 years, since 2004, but I guess, gosh, it's been more than 5 years now. One of our, the ex-wife of one of our clients emailed us and said that she wanted to cancel, saying that she was him. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, the guy calls and says, why did I fall off the first page? And we says, well, you canceled. And he says, no, I didn't. So now we do require a phone call where we actually talk to the person involved. In this case, it would be you. We want you to verify that you know the security question that we would, or the answer that we would set up during your client interview. But it is easy to reach us. You can reach us Monday through Friday. It'd be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email us 24/7, and, of course, you can email that request or make that request through your client dashboard. We will follow up with you to make sure, though, that we're actually speaking with the right person. But it's pretty easy to do, and like I said, the client dashboard is your tracking and reporting system, and you do have 24/7 access to that tracking and reporting.
Okay. Now, company, last time. Sorry about that.
You're breaking up just a little bit. Could you please repeat that?
Yeah. Can I get the name of your company just one more time?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me do this for you because I want you to kind of see exactly what we're talking about here because I know that we did talk a little bit about Google Ads, and then, of course, this would be the local-only campaign, which I think is a great idea. I mean, especially now since it's just going to be something that we might get going for you and then put on a seasonal hold. You might want to add Google Ads come spring, though. But I'm sending you right now what equates to a text message. It is actually an SMS message through the computer, but it should get to you on your smartphone in just a second here. It's localsplash.com/pricing. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
It's not loaded. Website. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, it keeps on. Sorry about that. I see it, and then it just keeps on going back to a white page.
Oh, really? Interesting. Well, I've got your email. I'm going to send you that link and a little bit more by way of email, and hopefully you will not have that same issue with the email. The email, though, is going to be more for the local campaign. So it's going to be the pricing on there. So give me a second here to reduce that rate. And this is going to be for $149. No setup fee, too. You've already got a website, so, and I like your website. I mean, the only concern that you might be finding with your website is that not a lot of people know about it. And, you know, most websites are not seen often enough by their intended audience. And that's really just because most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page. I'm sending you that email now, and hopefully, you'll receive it. I can show you the link on the email that I actually wanted you to see is down towards the bottom where it's talking about the pricing packages. I think the word package is hyperlinked and in bold in blue. But that, if you can open it up through the email, would take you to the link that I was trying to send out to you by text.
Man, I'm sorry. For some reason, it loads. I got the email and it loads. I can see for a split second, but nothing else. It just won't go.
Interesting. Well, I did. The one thing that I was really wanting to show you. I mean, of course, I wanted to walk you through the different packages, and they are listed there. And keep in mind, the $149 is not going to appear anywhere on the website. Like I said, you would be looking at it. Well, originally it was a 50% discount off of any cost of the package. We would be talking about really the platinum package without Google Ads. So if you are, when you are able to open that up, towards the bottom it says Essential, Pro, and Platinum. And it's $299, $399, and then $599 respectively. But we would be looking at $149 as a reduced rate for the Pro package. But really, it's everything on the Platinum package with the one exception of the Google Ads, because the Google Ads is really the one thing that drives up the cost of that program. Obviously, there's not the direct cost per click, but it helps us to offset what Google would charge us. So the advanced tracking and reporting, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, all of that would be included in that. But what I really wanted you to see was our badge of authenticity. And it is on both the link, it's on the website, or the email, I should say, hyperlinked where it says Google Partner below at the bottom of my signature. It's the Google logo. In a box that says Google Premier Partner. And of course, anybody could copy and paste that off the internet, but that's actually our badge of authenticity. So when you're able to open up either that text or the email, you know, you can click right on that, and it does go directly to google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. In fact, we are Google Premier Partners. It's the highest level of partnership that can be achieved, and it's there because of our training, our product knowledge, our certification. It is, like I said, only with the Google Premier Partners that Google charges us, not our clients, for those clicks. And even if we're not doing the paid ads, in this case, we wouldn't be. But like I said, there's still a benefit to working with a Google Premier Partner, because we do get our updates even to the local map or pack algorithm directly from Google, whether it's new directories they want to see, directories they no longer want to see, or anything else that changes. We're in that conversation and ahead of the loop, ahead of the curve, to keep you on that first page and keep you profitable.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm liking the service for sure. Now, I have a few more questions.
No problem. Sure.
If we do this, do we pay today and we can start bottom-up? Or that, how does that go?
Yeah, and you are breaking up just a little bit, but we would get everything set up and squared away today. We would at least be able to conduct a client interview with you. We're going to want to know, you know, verify information off of your website, information that I have, and make sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, making sure that everything is Google compliant, and of course that we have all the information to accurately promote your business. So we're going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, or motto, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, however you do want us to promote your business there. We would take care of that in a follow-up call. It would be later on today if you've got that 20 or 30 minutes. You certainly don't need to be in front of a computer. And then we're going to, of course, submit your business to Google, get your PIN verified. We're going to create all of the content on all of those directories while we're waiting for that PIN verification to become completed.
Okay. And now... Mm-hmm. So for running the ad, it's not here to like they're out mowing right now. But
So
we go ahead and we do this. It's $149 a month. And that so now what exactly does that $149 cover per month?
So the $149, I mean, obviously we're going to make sure that we have all of the content that Google wants to see. So it's almost 70 different directories created and continuously updated for you. We do have to make sure you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing. We also do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll always continually make sure that any information for your business online stays accurate and consistent. Now, of course, you're going to get the detailed reporting in the tracking system. Any device that accesses the internet, though, so some devices don't access the internet the same way a search on a computer does, and of course a search on a smartphone is even separate too. So the mobile platform, of course, is included, so people can find it on their smartphone, type it in, or if they say, you know, hey Siri, find me a lawn maintenance company near me. You'll also be programmed in separately for Google Home and Amazon Alexa. Those in-home devices are basically an online directory, something like, say, Facebook. You know, it has to be created separately. But it is something that a lot of people use, and certainly if it's a way that people access the internet, we want to make sure that we create that content for you so you're getting the maximum numbers of opportunities and the most phone calls. I mean, it's kind of that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And Jake, I'm not at all saying that you're the worst. In fact, you could very well be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which is definitely that first page of Google, it is hard to win since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page. But once we get you on that first page, you can be the guy that wins. You can be the guy that gets the phone call, the guy that gets the job. And the companies that are on the first page are not there because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they have a bigger company, or because they do a better job than you can do. They're only on that first page because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So, you know, obviously when I'm looking at your website, you do more than lawn care. You know, you do the shrub and tree trimming. You even do landscape install, so the snow and ice melt and things like that. So it might even be a service that you would be able to keep going even during the slower season for you. And, of course, if you're really looking to ramp up in your fourth season, this would be perfect for you as well.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I like it too. So now how do we go about this? Now, what do we do now? Because I think you've got me sold on for sure.
So I've actually got, while I was waiting for my supervisor to respond, I've got all the information that I need to get things started on my end. I would take a look at the client interview calendar. We will be scheduling a follow-up call. What I will do now, though, to secure the listing for your company, and this is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're actually waiving your setup fee, and of course with my supervisor's approval here, applying the friends and family rate for the local campaign. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? And if it all makes sense to you at the end, we can take a look at that client interview calendar and get you all squared away. Okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. Mr. Demarest, give me a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So, Jake, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jake, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Jake, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Living Green Lawn Care, LLC.
And that is exactly how I do have that. And then, Jake, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jake Demarest, owner.
Okay. And then, Jake, as the owner of Living Green Lawn Care, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. You probably make all the decisions for the business. And then, Jake, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, Jake, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails, text messages too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Demarest, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Great. And as long as you answer the phone, you are going to do very well with this service. Now, it's always a little bit frustrating for me when I'm calling my client, I'm calling the business number, and it either goes to voicemail or, worse still, mailbox not set up or mailbox full. It's frustrating not because I'm going to have to call them back. Obviously, I'm going to. They're my client. But I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call that same number and that happened to me, I'd be much more likely just to call someone else than I would be to try and call back later. So we certainly don't want you to miss the opportunities that will be coming your way. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, Jake, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the HomeAdvisor Angie's leads, and of course you do have the Facebook page and the website already. Like I said, we do what's called a NAPW audit to make sure that all of your information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although, of course, you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Jake, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah, for sure. So now you guys already know about the home Indie leads, all that stuff.
There is no direct conflict there. That is a very different service. It is a lead-based service. Obviously, they're sending you leads, and they're, of course, you know, sending those same leads to a handful of your competitors. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on that first page of Google. What I would say, though, because a lot of my clients who have a lead-based service tell me that you might be more than happy to do what they do, which would be to scale back on paying for those leads when your phone is ringing. I think it is preferable to pick up the phone when a potential customer is calling you versus picking up the phone to chase down another lead, especially when those leads go out to your competitors too. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients with lead-based services do, whether it's that one in particular or Thumbtack or Networks or really any of the others. A lot of my clients will keep their leads paused or maybe cap their leads at a much lower amount. Some of my clients actually do just shut their lead-based service off altogether and let their phone ring. But, you know, we are already aware of that. Like I said, we do that NAPW audit. Again, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we're going to make sure that no address appears physically for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's always good just to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and especially with that further reduction all the way to what is officially going to be the friends and family rate here that my supervisor did approve here, this next part reads as follows, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, it says your initial payment for the first term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving, will be charged today, the 8th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. And again, Jake, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149, and once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions ask, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. All that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jake, is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Demarest, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And that initial payment of $149, Jake, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on Visa.
And, Jake, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's both.
It's both. And is it Jake or Jacob on that particular card?
It is Jacob on the card.
Jacob. No middle initial, though, right? J-A-C-O-B, and then Demarest, and then, of course, the Living Green Lawn Care with the LLC on it?
Yes.
Okay. And then you could say that was a Visa card. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. It is 4062-1400-0062. 0840.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It is 0623.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
311.
Okay, so I've got 311 on the back, 311 on the back, 06 or June of 2023, the expiration date. And then, Jake, was the card itself 4062-1400-0062-0840.
Yes.
Okay. And does that card bill to the 217 East Seminole Street, 65807? It does?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have on it the client support phone number and the hours of operation, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, sure. Wait, let me grab something else.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. If you happen to call outside of those hours, you'll still reach a live person. Our answering service will take a detailed message for you and have our client support team call you back the next business day. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. And again, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that next business day. Now, you can email the support team. The email address is support@localsplash.com. www.automatedsales.com. And you will, like I said, receive all of that information in about a minute here through our automated system. Jake, you're also going to receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that link directly by text message. Hopefully you're able to open up one or the other of those. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you might receive that text message before the email. But let me know when you receive either of those. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. And then while I'm waiting for you to receive that, I wanted to take a look at that client interview calendar. Here again is where we would schedule that follow-up call from our technician. We scheduled by the hour, but you don't have to be in front of a computer, and the call itself will only take about 25 or 30 minutes. We do try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible, same day, when we're able to. At this point, it looks like the last available appointment is the only appointment available today, and that would be at 5 o'clock. If that does work for you, the call would be scheduled from 5 until 6. It would probably get you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. Would that work out for you today at 5?
Yeah, that would be better than anything else.
Better than anything else. Well, that's convenient because there is, in fact, nothing else at this point. And starting now, we're going to have to schedule for Monday. But you're going to get a reminder email at 4 that call is scheduled at 5. And in a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite is really more just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But I want to make sure that I can get this in here real quick here, just in case we're not filling another position with another pricing director. This is the last available spot here. Give me just a second. Now, the client interview calendar invite is going to say Local Splash CIENG. It's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Some people ask what the CIENG stands for. It's client interview to be conducted in English. So you should get that in a minute here as well. But you don't have to respond to it. It's really just more for your records. The username is just your phone number without the dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. So very easy for you to remember. Now, Jake, did you receive either the text message or the email?
Yes, I did.
You did. Were you able to open either one of those?
Yes. Local Splash support. I'm in the email right now. What would you like to go to?
Is it the one that's the welcome email? So it should say Local Splash initial invoice. If it's the email, there's a blue hyperlink towards the bottom of that first paragraph where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. It's got your name and thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice email is located below. Is that the email that you've got open?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So the two words click here, that's hyperlinked in blue. It takes you to where the text message would have already opened up, which is actually your client dashboard. So it's going to take you to my.localsplash.com/terms. Now, it's going to talk about the services that we're providing here, the optimized Google My Business listing. We are mirroring the same content on Bing, the directory submissions. You've already got a website, so we're not doing a landing page for you. And, of course, in this case, we're not doing Google Ads either. But about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way down where it says SMS communication, it should be populating your phone number, the 417-268-8401. We just want you to confirm that that is, in fact, the correct phone number, but we're hoping that you do not click the opt out of SMS communication because that would mean that we would not be able to send you SMS or text messages. We certainly would want to be able to do that. So just verify the phone number is correct, but leave that box unchecked. Towards the bottom, though, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box as it is a card in your name and the business name. And then you can either copy and paste your name and put it into that box or type it in. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after your name, as that would confuse the system. And then Once you hit confirm signature, you will know that you are successful when it asks you for your username and your password.
Perfect.
Are you able to do that?
Yes, we just got it.
Okay. So the reason that it's asking you for your username and your password is, again, this is the same dashboard portal that you will very soon be using to use your tracking system. And, of course, the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking right now. And that's why it's asking for the username and the password. I think if you were even able to put in a password right now, it would take you to some sort of oops error message that the page has not yet been created, because, of course, your client dashboard has not been created yet. We'll take care of that this afternoon at 5. And then the password has not been created yet either, but you should get a default password sent to you soon. And, of course, you can change it when if you want to. But again, the username is your phone number, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. If you're going to email the support@localsplash.com email, that's really the catch-all for anything related to your account. Please just do reference your phone number, which is, of course, your username, and then we can forward that out to the right department. At 5, when we do that client interview, they're going to officially give you what I'm going to give you now, which is the photos@localsplash.com email address for the photos department. Pretty easy. Support@localsplash for support, photos@localsplash.com for the photos team. We are going to ask if you've got photos or if you want us to pull those photos off of the website, that you let us know or email them to us, because we will be able to put photos as well, even more photos than you have on your website. We can put on your Google My Business listing. Google calls it the knowledge panel. It's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your company. Other than that, let me be the very first to say welcome aboard, Jake. I'm excited to get this going for you. Like I said, you've got a great website. You offer, you know, a whole host of services, and we're looking forward to getting you found for those services, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call at 5 o'clock today. Might be a few minutes after 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call. It takes about half that time. But I did want to say, just on a personal note here, that I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. You're both a nice person and an intelligent person that comes across easily over the phone. And I mean, I know that you can't help but be yourself, but I don't always get both. In fact, a lot of the time I get neither. So I did want to thank you for being respectful of me and my time, as I certainly have been with you. And you have a wonderful day. You enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you very much. And you have a wonderful day. Take care, sir.
You too. See you. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.